What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Alex Da Silva Podcast. We hope you are well and having an amazing day, afternoon, evening, wherever you are in the world. And welcome to another episode. Remember to like, subscribe, and leave a comment on whatever platform you're listening. Now, let's get on with the show with your host, Alex Da Silva.
What's going on, everyone? I hope you're well, having an amazing day. Welcome to another episode. Today, let's talk about this eclipse. Ooh, have you been feeling it? Have you been feeling this energy? Have you been dreaming? Have you been having experiences? What's it been like for you? Let me know. Very, very keen, very interested to find out. These things happen for a good reason. I'm a huge believer in that. And over time, over the last few years, you know, we've seen how things are changing. Slowly and slowly, a lot of us have been waking up, some quicker than others. Some of us, our vibrations have been, you know, vibrating higher, and we've helped others. We've been helped. And it's been, there's been great times. There's been challenging times. And there's been really, really tough times. But this time, it's about truth. It's about going into the shadow, discovering our shadow self. Because we are like the total eclipse. We are the light. We are the shadow. And many of us demonize the shadow. And I did too. I demonized the shadow. I didn't really understand what the shadow was all about. And I demonized it. I tried to push that side of me away. And I slowly, over time, over years of working, started to realize and understand that it's me. It's everything that I am. I am the light. I am the shadow. I am the good. I am the bad. Or I am the positive. I am the negative. It's that simple. That's it. But the shadow holds the keys, not the key, the keys to opportunities, to further learning, growing, developing. And it takes a lot of strength, a lot of courage to go into the shadow, to dig deep and really look at the things that are happening for us. And you know, this eclipse has brought out a lot of opportunities for truth. And I personally have had a number of experiences, especially recently. A lot of stuff has come up for me. I'll get into it a little bit later on. But sexual stuff, old behaviors, things that have kind of crept in. And I really been presented with an opportunity to face the truth, to look at things and to work through it. You know, instead of pushing things away, putting blame, I took the opportunity to really dive into this stuff, and I sought help straight away. I'm working with an incredible person who's helping me. I'm also doing a lot of my breath work, my own healing, my own self-inquiry, connecting with my higher self and my guides and asking for direction. And it's been helping. I have a lot of clarity. And because I have the right people around me, I am working through this stuff. And I, again, will be stronger than I've ever been. But this is not for the faint-hearted. It really isn't, you know, because it really takes courage to go in and have a look at that stuff, you know, because it can cause, depending on what comes up for you, it can cause, you know, a lot of old emotions, emotions that a lot of us have bottled up, you know, because a lot of the times we get told to just bottle things up, brush it under the carpet, don't talk about things. And the truth is, that's what we shouldn't be doing. We should be doing the complete opposite to that. We should be looking. We should be sitting with the emotions. We should be sitting with what's going on. We should be going into inquiry and asking, finding out, discovering, what is it that you're trying to show me? What is it that you're trying to teach me? Show me, let me know. Because when we ask these questions, we start to allow, we start to be open to the answers. And the answers always come. The answers always come. But this can cause, you know, you can go back into a trauma, you can go back into a painful place, you know, somewhere where it may have caused you suffering. It could have caused you pain, anger, resentment, frustration, depression, anxiety, stress, all of it at once. You know, your mind goes off on one because it's trying to protect you. So it's a lot to deal with. It's a lot to deal with. And it's not easy. It's not easy to go into, you know, into these spaces, especially when you're going into the shadow, you're doing that kind of that shadow work. That stuff's deep. It's deep inside. There are things that are in the subconscious. There are things that a lot of the times you can't just access through talking therapy. These things get accessed through plant medicine, which we do, you know, through breath work, which we do, through, you know, other medicines like the ketamine assisted therapy, which we do. So all of these things allows you to, you know, I've done ayahuasca, psilocybin, I've done Bufo, which is the, you know, 5-MeO-DMT. So, you know, I've worked with various plant medicines, and each of them took me deep into that shadow, deep into the shadow, really, really look at the fears. And this is now just with the way the world, the energy, as we're vibrating, as things are changing, as we're going into a new density, you know, we're now in a fourth density and we're fully in it now, you know, we're moving. The planet moves. We've got to move with it. We either go with it or you fall behind. And this is what we're seeing. You know, we're seeing this division now where people are falling into fear. You're seeing the truth, not only in self, but in other people. You're starting to see people's true colors as well. And that's something which has been really interesting. You know, I've seen really true colors in some people. And honestly, it's frightening to see how some people can be, you know, how some people can be. And it's great also because what it does is it separates us. You know, we're being separated, as you know, you're either rising, you're raising your vibration, or you're lowering your vibration. And you make the choice. The choice is on you. So this is that kind of total eclipse. Is very much the same, you know, it's the light and the dark coming together, you know. And as you see with the eclipse, you know, the sun always shines, the light always shines, the light will always be stronger than the dark. But in order for things to evolve, we must go into the dark, you know, we must go in there and being able to look at ourselves, to go into that shadow, to look at the traumas, to look at the anger, the resentment. Look at fears as well. Understand what fear is. And it's not just face everything and rise, or, you know, false evidence appearing real. There are so many different little quotes out there. Like, it's not just that. It's seeing the truth of what fear is. And there are two types of fears. There is real fear, which is the fight, flight system, which kicks in. It's our survival mechanism. So if, you know, something's happening, you're being attacked, that is a natural instinctual fear that kicks in that says, dude, you're either going to have to fight for your life or you better run. Or some people freeze. So that's real fear. You understand. The illusional fear is what the brain creates, is what you see on social media, is what you see on TV, is what you hear on a radio. These are falsified fears that gets constantly planted into the psyche, into the mind, so that we're constantly stressed and worried about something is happening, you know, and people tune into that. And the more you tune into that, you tune into it with anger, you tune into it with, you know, with fear, with resentment, with frustration, may make you feel stressed, anxious. You're tuning into that, and that's your choice. And a lot of people say to me, yeah, but you know, we've got to know what's going on in the world. Why? Why? Why do you need to know what's going on in another country? Why do you need to understand what, you know, someone else is doing? What's that got to do with you? How does that impact you? How does that impact you positively? Because this is what life is about. Sure, we have challenges. Sure, things happen. But the things that are outside of your control, how does that have any benefit to your life? How does that impact you on a day-to-day basis? And people come up with all sorts of excuses. Oh, you know, we could have, but when you really drill down to it, and if you're really open and honest with yourself, anything that's externally, anything that's outside of you, is none of your business, has nothing to do with you. Now, if you choose to get involved into it, be prepared. Be prepared. Be prepared for the lower energy. Be prepared for the fear. Be prepared to be anxious. Be prepared to be divided. Be prepared to jump in a ring with other people who just want to fight, who just want to pick an argument because they're hurting, they're struggling mentally as well. So be prepared. It's a free world. You have free will. You can do whatever you like, but be prepared. You have the choice. And this is a choice that I've made in my life. Anything that's external, outside of me, that is completely out of my control, the number one thing I always do is I pray, I send energy, I send love, I send light, I send healing, I send whatever I can energetically to the absolute strength and to the best of my ability. And if I'm in a position where I can help and support, I will do so. I will do so. But number one person I always need to look after is me. Me and my well-being in mind, body, and spirit. And then after that is my family. I need to be with my wife. I need to be with my children. I need to be with my family, the people that I want to surround myself with. And my circle is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. With all of this stuff that's happening now, we are shedding. This is a time for shedding. You are going to shed. You're going, like a snake, you're going to shed that skin. You're going to shed people out of your life. We have. And thank God some of these people are out of our lives. Because some people that we had around us who we thought we could trust and we were helping are poison. And honestly, it's mind-blowing. Mind-blowing what these energies are doing, how people are really presenting themselves. And I'm grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm so thankful. And I have nothing against these people. I'm actually truly grateful and thankful that they did that because they did me a massive favor, you know, did us a massive favor. So I'm really, really grateful. So take these opportunities. When these things start to happen, look at the fear. Look at the fear. And I heard somebody say it, and it was brilliantly said, in the next 2 minutes, is that fear going to attack you? Is it going to kill you? Is it going to harm you? If yes, then it's a real fear. Do something about it. Take action. If it's not going to, then it's illusional, which means it's being created by the mind. If it's causing you stress, anxiety, depression, fear, anger, division, whatever it may be, make the choice. The choice is on you. You are the person that has the choice to do something about it. And if you choose to keep dipping yourself into that energy, into that lower level vibration, because you feel the need to comment, you feel the need to jump in a ring, you feel the need to argue, you feel the need to fight for the people where you don't really understand what's going on. You're just being sucked into this energy because it's sucking your energy out. This is your energy. You are expending your energy. Your energy is being sucked out of you. And this is what you need to learn and understand. Your energy, your vibration is the most important thing that you have. And when you understand how to utilize your energy, you know when to jump in a ring, when to get involved in something, and when not. And we're seeing a lot of us are stepping away from things, stepping away from the drama, stepping away from, you know, from the chaos, because it's nothing to do with us. I didn't create it. I don't have amends that I need to make. If there is somewhere where I'm wrong, I will go and make the amends. I will go and take responsibility and accountability for myself and my actions, and I will do the necessary things to make up for that, to continue to take the opportunity to learn, to grow, to develop. So it's really, really important this time, as things are happening now, to go into that shadow. Don't be afraid. Don't feel fear. Don't buy into that illusional stuff. And a lot of people say, oh, I don't want to feel pain, but you're living in suffering. So that doesn't make sense. We held space this weekend. We had a retreat, and there were a number of people who were feeling anxious because we were going into the medicine, we were doing breath work, and you know, the weekend was phenomenal, incredibly powerful, incredibly powerful. And we had our team that we collaborate with, and they came in on a Friday, Jess and Lindsay, the amazing, amazing breathwork practitioners. They do rebirthing, their energy, their vibration, their love, their passion. They're incredible, incredible. And True Heart Warriors, go check them out. They're amazing. So they came and held a space for us on Friday. And just from there, I turned up on Saturday because I had the kids. And then I went over there on Saturday because I was holding space. I was doing a ceremony. And just from hearing about Friday, I could already tell that it was already powerful. People were already buzzing. Things were already, you know, happening. And, you know, we were working with shamanic medicines, we were doing breath work, we were doing healing. And again, it was powerful. You know, a lot of people were worried. They were a little bit scared, a little bit fearful. And I said to them, you have nothing to fear. You're safe. You're protected. You're exactly where you need to be. That was a message I got once from my guides, my tribe, who guide me through this journey. And even my higher self, I got this incredible message that says, trust the process. You are safe. You are protected. You're exactly where you need to be. And that's it. Ever since then, if I'm ever in a position where I feel a bit edgy or fear starting to kind of creep in, the illusional stuff, I tell myself that. And it brings me back to the now, brings me back into the space. And we went on that journey, and that journey was powerful. It was extremely powerful. And, you know, people had some huge, huge releases. But afterwards, you know, what the breath does, what the medicine does, what the collective energy, because you're there for yourself, but also as a collective, what the collective energy is doing. It's no different from what we did in that room and what we're doing globally around the world. It's no different. Keep doing your work. And that's what this opportunity right now, to go into that shadow, to do that shadow work, to be able to look at what's going on in the world, allow those opportunities to manifest. Trust the process. Remember, you're safe, you're protected, you're exactly where you need to be. Because the more and more you can go into yourself and to work through the traumas, to work through the things that really matter, the things that are in the past that's still holding you. And a lot of there could still be stuff that's transgenerational trauma, which could be your parents, could be their parents, or their parents, you know, your great parents, your grandparents and great grandparents. You know, we carry this stuff, it's in our DNA. And some of the things I'm working on at the moment, you know, that stuff is transgenerational. This is stuff on my dad's side. And I'm having to work through that stuff. But I'm willing to work because I'm the man of my house. And I'm going to do what I have to do to be able to work through things. Because I want to stand as a man. I want to change these things for my sons and my daughters. Because all of the energy that I pass on, all of the knowledge, everything that I do passes down to them. And it means that my sons, you know, will behave accordingly. You know, I can teach them things that they should or shouldn't be doing. I can pass down that knowledge. And that's what this is all about. It's not about pretending to be perfect. It's about just being open and honest and vulnerable and truthful. And it hurts. And it does hurt sometimes. It's painful. It's not easy. This work This work, like I said, it's not for the faint-hearted, but it's for those that don't want to suffer anymore. And a lot of you don't want to suffer anymore. And I always say it's short-term pain and long-term gain. The gains on the other side of this is incredible. It's not even, it's not tenfold, it's not a hundredfold, it's a millionfold. The pain that you're constantly experiencing, that you're constantly suffering, this trauma, you know, all of these things that you're holding on to this stuff for dear life because you don't want to let go of it because it's too painful. This was me as well. It's too painful. I don't want to go into the trauma now, especially with, you know, the recent things I'm working on, and I'll get to you once, you know, I'll go through that stuff, you know, later on in probably other episodes. That stuff is shit. It sucks, but it's necessary. So now I work through it. I'll go, let's go. I'm gonna work through this. It sucks. It's painful. It makes me cry. It makes me feel sick. It makes me anxious. It makes me feel regretful. It makes me feel shameful. It makes me feel angry. But that's okay. I feel those things now. I want to feel them. I don't want to feel like that anymore. And that's how I'm feeling. And I'm recognizing that there is a lot of people out there. Let me know if this is you too, that are also feeling the same. They're feeling sick and tired of being sick and tired. They're sick and tired of, you know, just constantly feeling low, carrying this bag of shit, this old stuff that no longer serves. Excuse the languages. But it's necessary now that you do that work, that you do that shadow. You go into the shadow and then into the light, into the shadow, into the light, bring it together like the total eclipse and be able to connect yourself. Because what happens then? It's that opportunity to heal. You heal yourself. And this is an ongoing journey because we are always here. We're infinite beings, we're having a temporary human experience. We're energy beings. We're constantly learning, growing, developing, learning, growing, developing. So it's a huge opportunity for you to work through the stuff that you no longer want to carry, the stuff that you don't want to suffer from anymore. So do that work because honestly, when you do the work and you do it properly, it just goes, it disappears. Once you've worked through things, some things happen quickly, some things happen a little bit slow. It takes a little bit more time because you have to go deeper. But you will see, even with the things that take a little bit longer, day by day, week by week, month by month, you are a completely different person. If you learn to take stock, if you learn how to integrate things, if you learn how to set goals, you know, to be able to look at yourself, you will see the changes. You will see the changes. The changes are clear. It's visible. You feel it in mind, body, spirit, yourself. You feel lighter. You feel calmer. You start to distance yourself from people that don't serve anymore. You stop doing things that no longer serve anymore. You start to chase, to run towards things that are beneficial to your life, that bring you happiness, joy, fulfillment, abundance, gratitude, thanks. So it's a huge opportunity because it will make you stronger. It will make you stronger and stronger and stronger the more and more you stay into this. And as I said, understand the shadow is not the enemy. Your shadow is not the enemy. It's not like this like third person that sits in a corner scaring you to death. It's not like some, you know, people paint out the shadow as though like it's the devil. It's not, it's you. It's just a different energy. But here is what a lot of people don't understand. The shadow is one of your biggest protectors. It protects you from all of these things. It holds on to all of the trauma, all of the pain, all of the darkness, all of the stuff that you've been through. It's all in there. So one of the things that I've learned, because I went through a journey, through my healing journey, which continues, when I was first kind of going through this stuff, I used to think, God, the shadow. And I've had some experiences where, you know, I saw some very low energy vibrations, you know, like what you may call it the devil or the demon energies. And I was really petrified by it to start with. But then towards the end, when I started to realize that it was not going to harm me, it was just showing me the energy, it was showing me what it is, it was presenting itself to me. I actually felt honored. I felt honored that it presented itself to me. And then I realized as I did further inquiring and I went further into it, I realized it's all me anyway. It's just me. So this whole illusion that people paint, like, oh yeah, there's this devil and there's this and there's that, blah, 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 blah. Like, it's all us. We're all interconnected, every single one of us. So we are the light. We are the love, the light, the service to others, the unconditional love, the most purest form of life. And we are also the darkness, the envy, the hate, the disgust, the killing, the evil, all of the negative things that happen in the world. And often I speak to people, when I speak to them, when we're talking about, you know, the light and the shadow work, I say to them, talk to me, tell me one of the worst thoughts that you've ever had about someone. Have you ever had a thought about killing someone? And most people say yes. If you're in an argument, it was like, have you ever thought about strangling someone? And loads of people will say yes. But here's the thing, and I often say to them, did you take action? And they're like, of course not. That's the difference. Every one of us will have some form of a negative thought. But the difference between us is, do we take the action? The people that commit the negative, that dark work, the evil that we see around the world with the wars and, you know, pedophiles and, you know, people that are kidnapping children, you name it. There are so many things out there, you know, people that rape and murder and commit all sorts of different crimes. They had the same thoughts. The difference is that they took the action. They took the action and they can also take the positive actions. And how many times have we seen people that have completely changed their lives where they were those type of individuals and all of a sudden their lives are completely, completely changed? Did you know it just they just did a complete 180 and completely changed their lives. And then they went on to teach and help others to do that. And as I'm learning every day, those people who struggle, you who are struggling, who are suffering, who have been through the darkness, I was shown, like, some of us go into hell. We go to hell, but we come out. We come out the other side. And when we come out the other side, our work, our true purpose is to go and show others, to help others to do the same. And I see it daily. You know, 12-step fellowship, people who are coaches and therapists and healers, you name it, that do incredible work. And when you speak to them and you hear about their stories, the darkness that they went into, and the journey they went through in order to heal, and they also started to understand about the shadow and the light, started to understand that it's just us, it's who we are. It's the essence of the human being. We're mind, body, spirit. We can think wonderful, positive things, and we can think negative things too. So understand that. When you understand that the shadow is not your enemy, your shadow is you, is part of you. It protects you. So when you go into the shadow, one of the things that I teach when we do shamanic work, when we do ceremonial work, and we go into the shadow, we go in with love and with light. We go in with respect. And we ask the shadow to help us to heal. Show us the things that we need to work through. Show us the things that we're now ready to release. And the shadow does. It works with us in beautiful ways. But it's understanding that we can go in there and we can do the necessary work. We can let go, we can heal. And once it's done, it's done. The decision's made. So really understand that, you know, this is that time to combine everything that we are, the shadow, the light, combine everything like the total eclipse. And when we do that, it's we are rebirthed, we arise brand new. And this is opportunities now for new beginnings. This is what's happening. You know, we're now creating two completely different worlds. The new world, which is love and light at a higher vibration, where things will truly change, where we will create true abundance, real manifestations, individually and as a collective. Or you have the negative, where some people will choose to stay in the system. They will choose to stay in fear. They will choose to rely on corporations and governments and, you know, companies to enslave them, to control them, to tell them what they can and can't do. Either way, that's a personal choice. But where do you want to be? Because you don't have forever to do this. You have to do the work. If you choose to, you don't have to do anything. Let me rephrase that. You don't have to do anything. You can sit here and just ride through life. See where it takes you. Just see where it takes you. And for a lot of people, they do. And that's beautiful. Knock yourself out. Who am I to tell anyone what to do? I'm just sharing knowledge. But it is that really beautiful time for new beginnings. It's an opportunity where we can really come into ourselves. We can really connect with everything that we are. And the more and more we're able to do that, we start to really uncover and discover how incredibly powerful we are. The abilities that we have to heal, to manifest, to heal ourselves, to be able to help others, to have access to knowledge, higher knowledge. And we're seeing this more and more and more now. As I'm connecting with myself more and more, those little white voices that I wasn't too sure about before, now they're just getting that a little bit louder now because I'm more confident. So when they give me guidance, I listen. When I'm asked to do something, I do it. And the more and more these things have been happening, the more and more my life has changed. Incredibly, phenomenally. It's amazing. So I shared this with you. So, you know, this is a path that you may choose to take. And I hope you do, because this is that time for growth, for new beginnings, for expansion, true expansion, mentally, physically, spiritually. I'm feeling it myself. As you know, look at my quarter equina journey. 6 months ago, paralyzed from the waist down, no bowel, no bladder, legs completely switched off, wobbling like jelly. All of a sudden now, here I am, walking strong, getting stronger every single day. And I tell myself, I've manifested this, I created this, I took action into this, and here we are. And there are other things which I will also announce very, very soon, which have been manifested and will tell the story. And honestly, it's incredible. It's beautiful. So grateful for the things that are happening for me, for us as a family, and the people that are going to be around us, the ability that we're going to have now to help even more people. It's a true gift and a true honor. And it requires the work. It requires us, you, me, to do this work, to do the healing work, to be able to go in and truly not be afraid, to have courage and truly understand who we are, feel the things that need to be felt. All of these things are temporary. The only reason they keep existing is because we don't let go of them. You don't let go of them, so they keep existing. The reason they keep popping up is because it's telling you. This is you telling you. Listen to yourself. Listen to yourself. Listen to your mind. Listen to your body. Don't be afraid. When you seek the right help, the right solution, the right people, they will help you to get through this. You don't have to do things alone. And a lot of the times, you don't need to do it alone. That's the beauty about doing this work. So really connect with who you are, because this is that real time for that deep connection. And when you do truly connect with everything that you are, you sit in silence and you listen to the chaos. You allow your emotions to unfold and just allow it to unfold. Don't fight against it. Don't push anything away. Just allow it to be. When you just allow it to be, you start to really understand who you are. And all of a sudden, you start to then decipher what's real and what's not, what's an illusion, what needs to be there and what doesn't, what benefits you and what doesn't, what you can let go of and what you want to keep. That's the power of deep connection, going within. And we are seekers because we come here for a human experience. And one of the things that I was shown in one of my ceremonies was that we're here to remember who we truly are. We're here to have a human experience. We have a blueprint, we go through it. There are endless ways in which we can do this. And we come here and we go off and do it. Let's go. You know, we set the timeline and let's rock and roll. But one of the things we are also here to do is remember who we are. Remember who we truly, truly are. I am not Alex Da Silva, the podcast host. I am not an entrepreneur. I'm not a father. I'm not a son. I'm not. These are part of my experiences. Of course, I take these roles with love and light, and I'm enjoying myself, but it's not who I am. This is a temporary experience that I chose to have, things that I chose to do in order to share knowledge, to learn, to grow, to develop, to then pass it forward. I'm a higher being. I'm part of the creator. I am the creator that has manifested itself infinitely to have different experiences. How incredible is that? And I get to create. I get to create right now. I'm creating right now. I'm creating this episode. And that is how it works. Look at the simplicity of this. I had an idea. An idea was channeled. And I had an idea. It doesn't matter which way it is. You may have heard, that little voice may have channeled something to you. Or you may have thought of something. So you wrote it down. It's exactly what I did. Here it is. All my notes. You probably can't see it on my phone because of the light. But I wrote it all down. Wrote a load of notes. And then I sat down on my laptop. Got my headphones in. Hit record. And here we are. And I've created this. And how many times have you created something? And as the creator, you create positively or negatively. So what choice do you want? What do you want to create in your life? Because you are creating your life every single second. Everything that you do, everything that you go through, you have created, you have manifested because you chose to. You chose to have this experience in your life because you want to learn what that feels like. And believe me, I've had conversations with people that have been abused, have been raped, have been in abusive relationships, have had, they were poor and they've experienced all sorts of different things, you know, addiction, you name it. He says, what do you mean? You're telling me that I chose this? Yeah, you did. And you're still choosing now. And some people find it very hard to accept. And they even get thrown, you know, what about babies that come, you know, and children that come and they only live short lives and then they die and they die in these cruel ways. They chose that too. They chose that too. We choose every single one of us that come and go. We choose our experiences. We choose the timeline. We choose the amount of time. We choose when. We choose. when we have everything that we need, there is no reason for us to stay here. We connect and we attach to all these things because it's a human experience. We attach to these things, and we, you know, we. But when you realize and understand the truth, you understand. You know, okay, well, all right, that person's gone home. That's their time. And don't get me wrong, it's painful, and I would never wish anything on anybody. I want us all to live incredibly well and abundantly. But those people still are, because they chose that experience. So when you understand that there is no good or bad, everything is part of the collective, everything is part of our individual growth and our collective growth, you understand that, oh, okay, well, we have to do these things then. Even the people that you've exchanged experiences with, we chose those experiences. We both agreed before we came here. It's in our blueprint. It's written out already. It's just that we forget when we get here. But once you understand that, you know, and I don't know what my path is going to be. I know these things now, but I don't know what my path is going to be. I don't know what's going to happen next. I have some ideas. I like to manifest certain things, but it's endless. There are endless opportunities there. So what road do you want to create? What road do you want to take? Because it's completely up to you. But this is that opportunity now. This is that opportunity where things change. Because when you can see things for what they truly are, when you can understand things for what they really are, and you can see certain things, although they hurt and they're painful, but you know the purpose. And I want you to connect with this. Every negative thing that has happened so far, with the lockdowns, all of a sudden these wars that have just broke out everywhere, and look at all of the things that are also popping out of from them, you know, the corruption, the deceit. We're starting to see the truth, the real truth about all of these things that are happening. That it's not about religion. It's not about things that have happened, you know, thousands of years ago. Well, you took my land. You took this all. People are starting to see now. This is all made up. This is all a show. Some people are seeing it and they're getting angry and they're getting frustrated. Some people can't cope with it. Some people aren't taking it very well. You know, and we're seeing a lot of people are choosing to take the suicide route. Unfortunately, that's not the right route to take. Because you will still come back. You will still come back to finish the journey. It's part of who we are. You have to complete the journey. So, you know, all of these things, when you start to understand the timelines of everything, when you start to understand that every single thing that happens is happening to help us. It's happening to help us to see something. We just have to be mindful and in the right place to be able to see it. Because once you see it, everything makes sense. You see the truth in everything. And no one can pull the wool over your eyes. No one can pull the curtain over your eyes. No one's going to pull anything over your eyes anymore. You see it. It takes a little bit of time to start continuing to work. But the more you work on yourself, the more you start to get to know self, the more you build self-confidence, self-esteem, and you start to stand as a man or as a woman, which is who you chose to be. This is another thing as well now, where they're trying to remove people's, you know, true identities. You chose to have this experience too. And it's okay. But don't push things on other people. Remember, stand in your truth. You chose to be a woman. All of a sudden, you want to change. You want to be something else. That's okay. But that's your stuff. This is your journey. Stay in your lane. Don't force your stuff on other people. Don't make other people take your stuff. That's another part of that truth. This is why we're seeing so much division, so much sickness mentally, where people are trying to push something that has nothing to do with anybody else. And a lot of us, including myself, I'll say, good for you. I don't care. If it makes you happy, that's all that matters. That's all that matters. A lot of the times, though, these people are not happy. Because if you're screaming and shouting at other people's faces and you're trying to force something onto children, and you're trying to force feed people information that they don't need to know and don't want to know. But there's something very wrong here. This is why, again, people are waking up. People are seeing the truth. So do you see how everything works in conjunction? Everything works. Everything is connected. And is connected to teach us all the lessons we need to learn, whether that's in positive or negative. And I hope you take the opportunity to get that deep connection, to connect with everything that you are, because it will really manifest abundance, manifestation, creation, so many beautiful things for you. And the work continues. This is what we're here to do. But do that work, because the work is truly worth it. And I hope you do, whatever you decide to do. I wish you nothing but love and light and success, joy, happiness, fulfillment. Because we deserve it. And I know we do. And the one thing for me, and here's me, I'm going to be vulnerable now. Ever since I was little, I've always wanted people to be happy. That's one of the things for me. My daughter, a little while back, she got really emotional. And she burst into tears and I didn't know why. She's only 5. And I said to her, "Baby, why are you crying?" She went, "Oh, Daddy, your smile is so beautiful. It just makes me really happy. It makes me cry." And honestly, I burst into tears, like on the inside, because I didn't want her to cry more. But my heart just melted. And I think like my heart just like that unconditional love and it just explodes. I always say to my wife, I feel like I just explode in some of these moments. I've had moments like that in my life. Where I've just exploded with unconditional love, and I almost felt like I was in a dream. Like, I know that we are, but you know what I mean? Like almost like I was like, wow, this is just insane. I love this stuff. And the truth is, you know, people have always said, you know, my smile is very contagious, and my kids have got that smile. And ever since I was little, I used to just smile. I've always been a happy child. I've been through a lot of challenges and I've done a lot of healing. I love learning and growing and developing and sharing. You know, I'm not perfect in any way. You know, I will no doubt have more challenges. I will make more mistakes, but great. I look forward to them because how else am I going to pass this knowledge on? We have to do these things. That's how you know life evolves. So I'm all for making mistakes. I'm all for putting myself out there. So you know, be aware that the more of us that are open to continuing to doing these things, you know, this helps with our evolution. And you know, I've always wished for a planet where there are no more wars, there is no more fighting, there is no more division, whether that's through race, gender, religion, country, doesn't matter, whatever, there is no more of it. You know, there is no more starvation, there is no more, you know, people dying unnecessarily. Because we have so much abundance on this planet, it's unbelievable. Don't believe for one second that we've outgrown this planet. There is 8 billion of us, and you can fit every single one of us in Texas. You can fit 8 billion of us in Texas, and we still have the whole planet left. So when they tell you that, you know, this whole food scarcity and energy and all this stuff, and it's bollocks. It's all created and it's all being done by the very same people that are telling you what you can and can't do. And they're doing it to control you. And a lot of people are seeing it, you know, especially those who listen. Some of you who listen may not agree. And that's okay too. I welcome that because that's the whole point to life. We don't all have to agree with each other, but we can have a conversation civilly. Just have a conversation, just to talk things through. We don't have to scream at each other. Because when you start to do that, then it's no longer a conversation. It's about control. And it's almost like I've seen it and I keep seeing it. You know, this beautiful life that we live together in peace, you know, and we have that. And I pray that it happens. And let's do the work. Let's do the collective work, the individual work, to make it happen. Because it's not down to anybody externally. It's not down to these big companies. It's not down to pharma. It's not down to the government. It's us. We are in control. And when we take control, when you take control of your life and you do this work, this is when we change. I hope you've enjoyed today. I hope you've enjoyed this episode as much as I have. I wish you all the love, the light, and the success, because it's what you deserve. And I love you always. And I'll see you on the next episode. Take care.
Thanks for listening. And if you want to find out more about how you can overcome issues caused by mental health, go to alexdasilva.co.uk. That's www.alexdasilva.co.uk. See you on the next one. Be great, be fantastic, and be absolutely phenomenal. Take care.